Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, my friends, time for What Would Deacon Do? Hallelujah.
All right. Every once in a while on this show, our very religious producer, Reverend Rob Deacon Downer, the master pastor, is kind enough to offer advice to a listener who has found themselves facing a moral dilemma. And his advice, of course, comes from a higher power. And here's the email that I got this week. Rob, I will read it verbatim. Yesterday, my husband insisted that we uninvite my Uncle Roy from Thanksgiving.
Oh boy.
Because of Facebook posts about the election that have angered him over the last few weeks.
Awkward. Very awkward.
Oh my God.
We're not family anymore.
He and my aunt have been our guests at Thanksgiving for at least 10 years, and I feel uncomfortable telling them that they can't come.
Well, yeah.
My husband says if I don't uninvite them, he will not participate in Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Call his bluff.
What would what would Deacon do?
Well, it was well known at the time that the Roman politics were kind of out of control back in Jesus' day. And at the Last Supper, he said, listen, guys, no exes. You know what? No ladies. Okay. No shoes. I'm going to do this feet washing thing.
Just us guys.
And no politics.
Yep. No politics.
And I believe that, like, there's even a stat floating around right now that, like, 30% of people don't want to talk about politics at Thanksgiving. So
that's
get
it?
I would think it would be higher. No, because this election is so hotly contested, so it's a really popular topic. I would imagine every other election, it was 100% of people agreed, but right now it's only one in three. The other two really want to cry that Hillary Clinton wasn't the first lady president. And can I just say, thank God. Here's to Michelle Obama being the first woman president.
Female president.
But I don't know. I've never heard of an uninviting somebody. Isn't that like the most taboo thing to do?
I would
Does
think
it really exist?
Yeah, if somebody's going to like ruin the whole dinner, you're trying to protect everybody else's time on Thanksgiving.
The Byers family embraced it.
I'm sorry.
The Byers family looked forward to getting together for the family holidays just to brawl over.
Just to argue about everything with each other.
Yeah, because we had Cracker Jack and my Uncle Kelly and Jeannie who lived in Saskatchewan. And then you had the capitalistic pig, Big Vern.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like, why else would you get together once a year?
And it's a brawl.
Exactly. You're doing this once a year thing to remind yourself of why you don't see each other for the rest of the year. You know, the other 11 months is enough to keep you away. So, I don't know. You should have not invited him in the first place if you didn't want him. Once that invite goes out, and I hope it wasn't an evite. Is that like the new thing for Thanksgiving?
The people, evite?
The evite?
Yeah.
Or did that die out in the early aughts?
No, it's still, people are still eviting all over the place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you why.
I want to put that into play.
The reason why people are using evites is because words really get in the way of what you really want to say.
You know what?
Yes.
According to Kanye.
Have you seen the new emojis? There's a mic drop one. That's at the end of my evite every time.
Nice.
I'll be attending plus six. Mic drop.
And I'm not bringing anything. Mic drop.
Yeah. And I'll be taking leftovers. Mic drop. I think you got to call your husband's bluff on this.
Yeah.
Because for somebody to ruin Thanksgiving, and realistically, do you think what he's talking about on Facebook, he's going to bring? Well, yeah, he probably will.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. I like to think that Facebook is just this website that exists online and that when people have to be face to face, you know, they act a little differently.
They don't have the same courage, perhaps. Yeah.
It's not liquid courage. It's www.courage.
There are now three classes of people that speak the truth. children, drunks, and racist people on
Facebook.
Thank
you. Yes.
That's there now the third class.
There it is.
Well, can I ask if this is as common as this email or Rob's statistics would indicate? I mean, are you, real quick before we get to Hill Mail and other things, have you uninvited somebody because of their feelings about the election? Either way, I don't, I'm not.
Well, that's what I want to know.
That's because like text or call, 617-931-1AAF is the number to call.
And how do you do that?
I mean, how? I can't believe, you know, I used to always, there were no more polar opposite people from a political point of view than my late father, Barry Hill, and my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And occasionally during Thanksgiving, a political discussion would begin, and I would cringe because it could not be stopped.
No.
So
once,
I can
once it's going,
I can understand, I guess, the, like, I think what you need to do is on Thursday, here's a 617 text that says, I'm going through this dilemma right now. Call and tell us about it. But I think what you need to do is like put up a sign or something that says no, absolutely no discussion of the election or politics or anything in this house on Thanksgiving in order to get people
to
not.
That's pussification of America.
No.
That's why families get together. You got to let your uncle and your aunt and your cousins know exactly how you feel about everything in the world. And they disagree.
What else are you going to get to hear? Or grandma dropping F-bombs.
Serious, huh? right?
Let's see. This is Jay. Hello. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, you too.
So so my uncle uninvited me and my cousin, his own son, for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and unfriended us on Facebook because we were busting his chops over Trump getting in.
And
huge Hillary supporter.
And you're telling me it's his own son that he uninvited?
His own son.
Are you kidding me?
I love
it. No, I'm dead serious.
I love it.
Now,
you little SOB.
If you just...
Yes.
God, I wish I hadn't have given you all that allowance.
God, I wish Facebook was real life.
Right? If you just don't want to prepare all the food that you have to prepare, can you use this as an excuse and uninvite everybody and say, I'm so upset about the election that I just can't cook on Wednesday
Chinese.
And Thursday?
I'm going to need you to check your Facebook event page. I just canceled it. So can you go ahead and confirm that you saw that? God. The world is getting weird.
Here's a 978 text. My in-laws are all Democrats. I told my wife I wanted to sit at the kids' table this year, and she flipped out.
Oh, why not?
I would love to sit at the kids' table.
Right?
Oh, here's somebody who's going to a home. This is a 808 text.
Oh, Hawaii. Boom, like an 808.
My wife and I are going to Thanksgiving with people who've been threatening those who voted a certain way. They don't know that we voted that certain way, and we're going to try not to. A lot of people who voted that certain way have still not admitted that they voted that certain way. Okay, mm-hmm. We know that a lot of you who voted that certain way have still not told your friends and family that you voted that certain way. So maybe you should break it out on Thanksgiving. Let's see. Here's a hairdresser texting in who had a client go off in their chair about the election for at least 20 or 30 minutes, tried to turn the conversation around, and he was not having it.
Well, and that's what happens to those two people that the other people don't know how they voted. It starts out fine. You're going with good intentions. We're not going to say anything. We'll just let's just play along. And then, like, after an hour and 15 minutes of the other people bitching, you try and ease into it. Well, maybe we should just give Trump a chance. And then by the end of it, it's time. Get out of my house.
Here's a 603 text. It says, my neighbor refuses to wave or even speak to me since the election.
Huh. That's outstanding. Well, see, that's America. Dude throws his dog poop on your line because you voted for Trump.
I have a personal text chime in. This one is a very extreme one. We had to uninvite my husband's uncle, and I think this is the husband's dad's brother. on his dad's side, because unbeknownst to my husband, I had told my stepsister to come to Thanksgiving dinner. My husband's uncle is openly racist. My stepsister's children are mixed race, and there's no way I'm having them all in the same room together because my house is going to burn down.
I think that's completely legitimate.
I wouldn't invite the dude either.
I might slap him around a little bit, tell him it's
2016, get with the program.
Oh, my God.
This is Kate. Hello, Kate.
Good morning.
What's up, Kate?
So I have kind of a weird situation. So I'm a college student and I work full time, and I live in my parents' house right now, and my dad is an avid Trump supporter, and we have Thanksgiving at our house every year and have his entire side of the family over, a couple of my mom's side. He's a little bit more liberal. I'm actually personally uninviting myself from the holiday just because, honestly, I love to have intellectual conversations, and I would love to have those kind of intelligent conversations with people about why they actually voted for him. But the problem is, these are not the types of people in my family who can have that kind of decorum. So I just electively choose to eat my mashed potatoes in peace.
I enjoy it too. I really do. Obviously, if you listen to the show, you know I enjoy it. But some people are just too emotional. Here's a text that says 339 text. We have a huge family tradition. We take a giant family walk around Walden Pond every Thanksgiving. The walk has been canceled this year due to political differences in the family and Facebook battles because of it. So, all right. Well, I guess it is an actual real problem, this particular Thanksgiving. It may not be a pleasant one.
Don't uninvite. I want you, just for the heck of it and for the fun times that you can have, call your husband's bluff. So where's your husband? He's sitting in his room.
He's up in his room. Yeah,
he's upstairs.
He's out in the garage.
Sitting in his room.
He's having his own Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
He's got his own Thanksgiving going out in the garage. All right, it is 8:07.
You have officially been saved by WAAF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.